This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 14 minutes past 7 on your hump day morning, and we are kicking goals and screaming four as we dive into sport.
Like four as in
like
the number
in golf,
four?
Like four!
Is that a thing? Well, we're not talking golf this morning. We are talking all things the Tillys, because Tillys fever will never end after last year.
Hell no.
And we've got our resident sporting expert on the show, Demetra. Welcome back.
Good morning. Oh, my God. Could anyone sleep last night? I couldn't sleep. I'm so excited. Today has arrived.
Honestly, I couldn't sleep last night either, but I don't think it was for the same reasons.
Mine was just because of the heat. You're on tenterhooks because who knew we went straight from Pride season into Olympic qualifier season?
Well, and of course we had Taylor Swift mania last week, mm-hmm. So the fun just doesn't stop. And, well, tonight we're in the third round of the Olympic qualifiers, and tonight the Matildas are back in town at wonderful Marvel Stadium. It's appropriate, right? They are our superheroes.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, totally in front of a sellout crowd, 50,000 people. The tickets sold out, I think, within the day they went on sale
wow.
a couple of months ago. It's extraordinary. Like, they just say, we're turning up. And look, my big question is, could they have sold out the MCG? You know, this is, I mean...
If Taylor can, the Matildas can, as far as I'm concerned. But to be fair, they're still filling in the holes from the gaps of Taylor's concert. So they couldn't have done it in this short amount of time. So where, this is an Olympic qualifier the Matildas are playing in tonight.
That's correct. It's the second leg of the final hurdle, if I can put it that way, in order for the Matildas to make their way to Paris, which is in July this year. We're in Olympic year, which is really exciting. And so on Saturday night, the Matildas played Uzbekistan in Tashkent, in Uzbekistan, in 1 degree temperature, can you believe?
That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Is that something that they can actually train for? Like, how do you, A, breathe, and B, not freeze your bones in that sort of temperature?
Oh, absolutely. And a big question has been, well, how are they going to recover from going from one extreme, literally from one extreme to the other? They didn't stay in Tashkent overnight. They just flew in, played their match, and they did very well.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, they won 3-0. And then went to Dubai and then flew straight away into Melbourne. So it's not just the temperatures, but also jet lag. To recover is pretty extraordinary to be able to do that.
So
and,
there's going to be...
You know, just the...
Like, there's going to be about a 34 degrees
yeah.
temperature difference between the two games that they've played.
Yeah, and this is the amazing thing. And look, tonight, really, they do need to win. And it's an interesting way that the Olympic qualifiers work. Mm. And with the third round, because they missed the first round. Well, they didn't miss it, but they didn't have to play the third round because they're a top five team. The second round was actually played in WA late last year, and they got through. They were in a group and they got through, and now it's down to the last four in the area, like the Asian Conference, which is the area that someone qualifies to go to the Olympics. And well, tonight the Matildas need to win. They if they draw, they still get through, because between the two matches, as long as the aggregate of goals, whoever wins that, they go straight to the Olympics. So,
okay.
You know, they still, so it's pretty exciting. There needs to be a result today, though.
Demetra, how many teams will end up in the Olympics?
It's only 12 teams in the world. Can you believe that?
Okay.
And I mean, I guess they can't have everyone. It isn't Olympics. Like, there's so much going on. Could you imagine? I mean, I just like the fact that these qualifying heats happen, you know, with months in between rather than, you know, just to give it a bit more space. But, yeah, like, it's pretty exciting.
It is very exciting. And look, who's waiting for them in Paris? It's France, of course, as the host team. They get automatic qualification, the USA, Canada, Brazil and Colombia. So really, you know, some strong teams waiting for them in Paris. They did very well last time round in Tokyo. They got to fourth, which they just missed a medal. But, you know, I mean, really interesting. Coach Tony Gustafsson, they had a press conference yesterday with wonderful captain Steph Catley. And, you know, Tony Gustafsson said some wonderful words saying, look, he wants the players to win a medal for themselves. But in terms of the legacy that they've left, they've gone beyond expectation. So, you know, this, I mean, obviously the Matildas is an ongoing story and they've really come to the fore in the last few years, particularly last year.
So what do you reckon their chances are tonight, in tonight's match?
Well, they really, I mean, definitely on paper they should win. But, you know, and also being in front of a home ground, they're on a... let's say a home in front of a home crowd and on a home ground. They know the ground. They know the conditions. Definitely the energy from the crowd makes a big difference and really they should win. But, you know, anything can happen. In the match on Saturday against Uzbekistan, it took them a bit to, you know, score. They were always in front. The Uzbekistan team was fantastic in defence. It wasn't until an absolute in Michelle Heyman, who's an interesting story in all this. She's 35 years old and had retired from international soccer. I was going to say tennis, my God. International soccer and had a fantastic year with her team, Canberra United. Played, came on about 70th minutes in the second half, scored soon after, then just opened the goal gate for the Matildas to romp home at 3-0. So, called a game changer. I love that expression. We love game changer as an expression. Mm-hmm. But, look, they should win. And, you know, I think the expectation is that they will win. Hopefully they'll also have a lot of fun and we'll all have fun. Mm.
So what time is it actually kicking off tonight so that we can all put it in our calendars to turn on the telly if we don't have tickies?
Yeah. 8 p.m.
8 p.m.
Get your dinner. Sit down in front of the TV and enjoy.
Fabulous.
They need to draw or win to be able to be qualifiers for the Olympics in France later in the year. I'm hoping for a win. My fingers and toes are crossed, Dimitra.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to be there live at the game this evening?
I am. I feel very lucky. I've managed to score a ticket. I put in my request on the day of the... they went live and the sales and I've got a ticket. So I'll be there screaming my little lungs out.
Love it.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for sharing the sporting joy that is the Matildas with us again. And chookers to them for tonight's game. Hope that they bring it home for Australia.
Chookers.
You're on Joe Brekkie with Rach and Dean. It's 21 minutes past seven.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.